Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einem neuen Video hier beim Geheimnis des Tees. Ich habe mir heute einen tollen Gast geholt, denn ihr habt euch gewünscht, dass ich ein bisschen mehr Frauen hier im Interview habe. Und euer Wunsch ist mein Befehl. Deswegen gehen wir heute einmal rüber nach Edinburgh, nach England. Und ja, wir werden auch die Sprache ein bisschen switchen, dass sie uns versteht und werden sie einmal willkommen heißen. Welcome. Welcome here to the podcast, The Secret of Tea. So happy to have you here in as a woman. Yeah, it's not often that I can find a tea woman, so I'm always looking for it. So please introduce yourself and what are you doing? What are you focusing on? And how did the tea finds you?
Ooh, I love that. Thank you so much, my love, for having me here. My name is Li Ying, and I am based in Edinburgh. I am a Cha Dao ceremonial keeper. For those who, I think everyone will probably know what Cha Dao is, but it's basically the way of tea in English. What I really do is I commune with tea as a medicine and a spirit to lead specifically spiritual and creative feminine leaders, I call them, but basically women who truly want to live on purpose in their own authentic power. It's very beautiful to actually work with tea that way because it is a very feminine spirit. She is a goddess. She is incredibly heart-opening. And that is my mission. That is my work. I truly want women to know that they can cultivate and embody that vortex of stillness themselves and own their power. So your question, how did tea find me? I was actually very much I grew up feeling very much alone. I think this was one of our conversations we had. This was way before I even had tea in my life. I was just like every other person would say, yeah, I drink tea, as a refreshment and a beverage. It was not until I was maybe in my 20s, because I was deep in my eating disorder. I had anorexia for about 10 years of my life, that I finally told myself that I need to recover from this because I can't be afraid of food forever and to hide away from relationships, to hide away from friends or whatever, that a life basically I wasn't living, let's just put it that way. So I started to embark on my spiritual awakening, and I think that's something I would love to talk about more, is that body awareness, because that was when I started to feel chi moving through my body again. And I wanted to deepen my understanding on this, like how come I can feel all these things when I'm doing yoga, when I'm meditating. But the minute I step out of the door, and I was living in Hong Kong at the time, so I could feel it a lot. Like I was just out, like I was just like back in that space of like complete chaos. So I literally just sent a message to the universe and I said, can you show me something? Like, can you show me a sign? And quite soon after that, I got an invitation to go to a tea ceremony here in well, there in Hong Kong. And that was the first time I communed with tea as a spirit. When I lifted that bowl of tea, I really, really still remember this moment, this sensation of hearing that voice telling me, you have to go and serve tea. Drop everything and go and serve tea. So that was the moment I would say my life completely changed. I apprenticed myself. I started to learn about the way of tea. And one thing I would say is that everyone can drink tea, but it doesn't mean that they can walk the Tao. And walking the Tao really is about how can we embody this way of living, in harmony with ourselves, in harmony with the universe, in harmony with nature and everyone else around us. And even for me, I would say I even connected back with my ancestors' spirits. And there is not a day that I don't work with them now. I really feel their presence with me. And this is the work that I do. It really is going into a liminal space to work with tea spirit. And there have been a lot of beautiful moments with tea, which I can just go on and on forever about. But that's the gist of it. That's the beginning of my story with tea.
Interesting, very interesting, because you talk about things I've never talked about in my videos, because I also had was afraid of eating, of food. I was overeating, I was undereating, I was all had all these struggles. The let's tell me the society tells us how to be, how to be a woman, what is a woman. Everyone tells you what you should be. You should not
That's
be
right.
angry, because that's not good for a woman.
Yeah.
You should not be too loud, because good women are
Yeah.
calm and a loving heart. So never be angry. And I always find that there's something wrong about it. I'm completely different kind of person, because anger could be also, and fear could be also a good step to forward. It could fire your visions, it could
Yeah.
fire your dreams, it could ask different kind of question, and that is quite interesting. I was struggling a lot with that. And when we talk about all these typical woman question: overeating, undereating, not fit enough, not beautiful enough, not good enough. What we call ourselves, by the way, the society shows us pictures,
Yes.
and then we call ourselves not good enough because she is much more prettier. But as I said in my small video, a flower is a flower. It doesn't matter if the flower next to the flower is more beautiful or not. The existence of this flower is to grow and to be beautiful. So,
Exactly.
and this comparing, how is that connected with tea? How is tea, could be tea a solution?
Ooh, you remember when we first connected, I also said to you, like, I love your analogy about the flowers, because an oak tree doesn't compared to a bamboo tree and say, I am taller and I'm bigger. Both of them hold a different energy, it holds a different presence, and both of them are equally valuable and appreciated on this earth. And I think if human beings could only feel that, we could live so much more in full alignment with who we truly are, and that's freedom. I think that we were speaking about that as well before we connected on this call. So I would say tea has really helped me to, okay, so full transparency, I believe what I'm speaking about here is my experience in Cha Dao. So if anything doesn't resonate with your listeners, feel free to hold some curiosity and just really feel into your body and see what exactly it is that I'm speaking, that your feeling is triggering something in you. So we always hold a reflection up to each other. So that's just what I'm going to share. Every time I go live, I say that, because I think there's a lot of value. And instead of hiding and turning off or canceling the triggers, we want to really have that curiosity. So I don't know about you, my love, but I feel like in the tea world, if you're not actually, Cha Dao can mean so much, so many things to
It's
many
very
different
open,
people. And I have been in the, I started off in a world where it's very ceremonial. It's very ceremonial in the sense that it's not the very formalized ceremonies. It's a very shamanic way of appreciating tea and holding ceremonies in a way where we connect to different elements, and in the body and into the subtle bodies. So we are connecting with the ancestors, we're connecting with the cosmos, we're allowing that to channel in, and that formed a big part of what I do now as my work. So when we talk about comparison, I think we can't run away from that, even in the tea world. A lot of things that I didn't really resonate with was like, you know, there was a lot of comparison in terms of like who's the better tea master and where, what's the better tea, how is it, you know, like we do that, we do, and there are competitions even for tea, obviously, right? So in my world, I believe, I truly believe that a tea comes to you. And when the tea comes to you, it is for us to hold space and allow her to show up as the way she needs to. And whether we enjoyed her or not, we have a moment in the ceremony to decide, do we just drop our minds into our hearts and really open our hearts to hear and listen and drink her in? Or we say, no, that's not for me. Because not either, they're not right or wrong. Both of them are decisions. And so that makes us a stronger person when we are cultivating that practice, because it makes you realize that, oh, I actually have this vortex of stillness in me where I can make that decision. And it is okay. It is okay. And I'm not here to people please. I'm actually not here to even, you know, just make everyone happy by pretending that I'm happy. And then you start to find your identity again. You find that personal power, you find that authentic power. That's when comparison melts away. Because I truly believe that when we learn to do this, that's when we instigate an effect in our surroundings. That's when people think they see you've changed. And honestly speaking, right now, I don't even see anyone who talks about body image anymore in my life. Whereas back in the day when I was in that space, I see it all the time,
Yeah,
right? So it's really interesting.
true.
It's not that it doesn't exist, it's still out there, but it's not in my reality
Yeah,
anymore.
true. Yeah, the same. I have a nice story that shows your words. So I made a silent tea ceremony with visitors 2 times. So the first time I was sitting there, all my clients was there, and I just guide them into meditation, and then I was sitting there as well, and I was thinking, is it too silent? Maybe they're boring. Maybe they think it's not good enough now. What are they thinking? And so I'm destroying myself and my own silence with all these thoughts. And at the end of this meditation, let's say, so it was not a meditation for me, it was a hell for me, because I'm always thinking, what are they thinking? Stupid.
Yes.
So the second tea ceremony, I went there and I just really relaxed, and I told myself I enjoy it on my own. Because when I give myself the space, I give all the others the space too.
Yes.
Why is it so? Because when I'm thinking, maybe they are boring, I should speak now, but they're not ready to speak yet. So I'm disturbing them. So if I give myself the space to be and enjoy this meditation, I give all the others the space as well. And where we can find it in our daily life, yeah. Taking care for yourself means taking care for the others. Last time I had an argument with my family, and I said, okay, I stop it here, I go, because I don't want to feel you uncomfortable.
Yep, exactly. Exactly it. It's that whole saying of, would you rather be right or would you rather, you know, really stay in your stillness? Because there are people who would want to be right and they would just keep arguing and arguing and to the point where you just, you know, it's like, what's the whole point of this again? You know, and
Yeah, true. You forget it.
Yeah, I love what you said as well, because it's truly about, you know, it's I remember when I first started serving ceremonies, I had that same thing. I was terrified every time before at that time I was doing a lot of online ceremonies. Before I turn on my computer, I had like all these notes and like, okay, I need to remember to say this and that. And even during, I'm like, oh, why isn't she drinking? Is there something wrong? You know? And now I'm just like, I think it was something like you said, it's very similar, like something just switched on for me because my teacher always said this, and my first teacher was actually Wuda from Global Teahead. So he has this amazing saying. He's always saying like, before, like never ever 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 pick up the kettle until your heart is still. Until your heart is still, sin is like heart and mind, right, in Chinese. So I love that because it gave me almost like a permission to say, okay, I'm just gonna hold the handle until I'm ready and I'll pick it up, and then it becomes this
There's a
beautiful.
second meaning, by the way, Picking up the
Oh.
kettle and never put angry water about your tea.
So important. Yes.
Never may put angry water about your tea, because what happens, and that we can compare with the situation, when you're angry, you're starting an argument, and then you will destroy all the energy inside. So first you calm down yourself
Yes.
and the kettle, because it's always both.
That's right.
It's
It's
always yin and yang.
yeah.
So
And
water
it is
should not be
felt.
angry.
It is felt. It can be drank. It can be felt. Even if that person has no idea what energy is, they will feel the difference. They will feel the difference. It's all in the energy. And it's one of the things we always talk about here. It's oh, you probably know this. So water is the mother of tea, right? So it's always about, okay, it's the best tea, but average water can make that the worst tea ever you've drank. But when it's an average tea, you have really good water, it makes it the best tea you can ever have because the water really makes or breaks the tea.
True.
And then we have to remember that we are the center. We are the one who's the vessel, not center. The center stage, the one that takes center stage, is always the tea, obviously. But we're the vessel. We want to allow her to shine. That's all we are doing. That's all we're doing. And we want to be the clearest, most crystalline vessel we can be. So how do we do that? We purify ourselves with practice every day, with devotion. The one thing I remember when I first, after I heard that voice in the bowl, I was like, oh my God, what do I do now? And I went to see the woman who was serving the tea. I asked her, please, please, please teach me everything I need to know about tea. And at that point, my head, I was still in a very linear way of thinking because I thought all I needed to know is like, okay, what kind of teas are out there? How to serve in the ceremony? How to move these things? But I remember what she said to me was, you want to learn? You come here, you drink tea. That's all. You come here and learn her language first before you serve. And I will always carry that forward with me, with to my clients, to anyone who wants to serve. Like I would say the same thing because I feel like there is also people who are very eager to go out there and serve, and it's like you have all the utensils. It looks exactly the same, but the drink, the feeling of the ceremony is different, and we want
Energy
to
and
infuse.
tea outcomes. The
Yeah.
outcomes, they can brew exactly the same tea with the same water in the same amount of tea, same teapot, whatever,
Yes.
but the outcome is different. It
Absolutely.
is so interesting how the tea changes from person to person.
Exactly. Exactly. It's really, really interesting because I had a moment as well. I'm always very transparent about all my lessons. I flew back to Malaysia earlier this year, and I went to see my tea master, and I told him, I said, I'm ready now to do Kung Fu tea. I'm ready to serve Kung Fu tea now. So tell me what teapot I need to get. And this is like, I'm into about a couple of years of serving in my beautiful tea ceremony, so the shamanic side handle teapot and the big bowls, And I think I carried with me at that time a kind of like self-consciousness because I felt like, oh, maybe the traditional way when I was growing up in China, in my Chinese household, is Gong Fu tea. And that to me is like the highest level of tea. And so I went to him saying that, like, I need the best clay pot. Tell me which one I should get. And he asked me, "You mean you're not doing Gong Fu tea now?" And I was like, "Well, no, because I don't have the Zisa clay pot. I don't have the tiny teacups, you know." And he said, "Well, are you serving tea with your heart and hope to really serve the best tea every time you serve?" And I was like, "Yeah, 100%, every time." And then he said, he was just smiling. He was like, "Then you're doing Gong Fu tea already." And for me at that moment, I felt like my ego kind of shattered. It was like, okay, yeah. I mean, Gong Fu tea, what does it even mean? You know, Gong Fu tea means really brewing the best cup of tea. What's the best cup of tea? To me, it's coming from the heart. It's something that is serving humanity, serving nature. That's it. Do we really need the best teapot? The best teacup? What does it even mean to be the best? And I remember he said to me, "You only know it is the best until you try the next best tea." And I just love that. I just love the teachings of tea. Every time my ego gets this.
Yeah, that was tea. I would say tea was my teacher.
Yes.
It was so often that I was sitting there and it just breaks my ego just
Yeah.
from one second to the next because I thought I know the tea.
Yeah.
And then I
Yeah.
choose another teapot and then I brew the tea and no.
Yeah.
That wasn't the tea. And so often, in so many cases, it's just my master always said we're making face massage. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is actually a Chinese master back in the day in ancient China that used that.
Yeah, true.
Are you
So
awake now?
yeah, that's also the lessons I have. That's so interesting. That's why I also invited you because in many things we're very close to each other, right? In the connections. And it's also how I teach the tea. Everyone can drink tea. Let's be honest. It's
Yes.
just water. It's maybe a cup or a nice teapot or a gaiwan, whatever. So everyone can make tea.
Yeah.
But a good cup of tea and a cup of tea, you will feel it, you will experience it, you will taste it. And we have all these five senses. We have five elements, we have five senses, and all these we can find in the tea ceremony.
That's right. That's
So
right.
we find this, and so we teach our senses with every drop of tea how to prepare the tea. When is the water ready? Never
Yeah.
put angry water about it. You can hear it, by the
Yeah.
way. You can also feel it, but
Absolutely.
I would start with a warm
Yes.
warm cup or a warm pot. And all these let's say improvement of your senses helps you to get deeper back into your body, to understand yourself, to be clear about yourself, to stand for yourself, to use the space that the tea gives you.
That's right.
And that makes you more comfortable, more self-confident, more gives you a self-awareness, gives you back your health, because self-awareness is health,
That's right.
in my opinion. So
Absolutely.
first, once I start to see that, and I saw that very late. So I'm 24 years into tea, and maybe the last 3 years I experienced just this point. And as I start to experience it, to be aware of myself, to use the space I have, also this is a safety space for me. Let's be clear. Everywhere I put my teapot is my home
Yeah.
now for the moment. And that helps me to make healthier decisions. Health, my body gets healthier. I don't need so much medicine anymore. before I needed a lot. And also no overeating, no undereating anymore. I was losing weight. I get in my normal shape. I know today I have more power than before. Even my family sees that very different because they know me a little bit. Yeah. And they now they tell me I'm too thin.
That's right. Same.
Yeah.
I feel that the body went back. Like I was saying, you know, I had anorexia, which was like severely underweight, to recovering, but actually the recovery was like full on eating, binge eating, hiding away eating because I was ashamed that I was putting on weight, hating my body, to the point where I could find full recovery in, oh, this is how it feels like to replenish the body. And then finally now, like you can, well, this is what I experienced, like the body just goes back to how it needs to be.
Natural state.
Yeah.
Your tongue becomes natural because my first cup of tea, I don't like it. Why I don't like it? Because I come from cola, from non-natural food. Yes, of course, we eat vegetable and fruit, of course. But there was a lot of things that wasn't that good. And so slowly, slowly, I had to learn to taste natural things again. And once you have it, and once your mind decides for nature and not for chocolate,
That's
then you
right.
know you're on the right way.
That's right. You know, there was an interesting experiment I did. I actually served two pots of tea. I served a tea that is, both of them are oolong. They are both the same type of oolong. But one oolong is grown with chemicals and fertilizers and pesticides.
Oh, interesting.
Another one is a living one. But they are absolutely the same type. Like, I think they were baozhong oolong. So I served them, and I personally loved the living one because I could feel the qi moving through my entire body. The other one, I drank it; it went straight into my head. It was just like
it's beautiful feel the fragrance. Same.
Beautiful fragrance. This one, I can't really smell the fragrance. It's very mild. It's very it's not in your face. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So when I served it to my family, you know, the family with all the chocolate addictions and the cola and all those stuff, right? They all 100% love this one.
Yeah,
they all love the fragrance. They're like, oh, of course it's this one. This is the better tea. I'm like, nope. But this is the thing. We always come back to the ego again, you know, like, how in that space is interesting. How I stood there and I wanted to explain everything about why this is the better one. Instead, I could find my own center and really see this as what it is, like you exactly what you said, natural state. How can we educate people to love what's natural instead of that, you know, when they are actually still attracted to that naturally?
And
so,
and all these chocolate stuff and so on makes us addicted and costs the freedom of ourselves, right? Because it puts us in a prison in our head. I made a 100 day sugar free, including fruits, including potatoes and rice, because that also turns into sugar. That was an interesting journey. There was 2 days I couldn't resist against chocolate. That was, maybe you know it, the German, the woman cyclists, we have those.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I couldn't resist in that time. But all the other time, that was really interesting. The first and the second day, I had a body reaction on it, not eating sugar. I'm feeling like a drug victim. I could not sit in stillness anymore. I was so crazy. I thought, oh, what is sugar doing to me? So then after 3 days, that was out. In this time, I ate everything. I ate a carrot here. I ate something there. I was only eating, but avoiding, I still, because I want to make this experience. Avoid any chemicals and
Yeah.
or processed food. So the third day, slowly, slowly was getting better. After 10 days, I had a really stress reaction, and that was a horrible day. I know I have to run from one appointment to the another, and then I had to be very friendly to customers. And this day, my head was full of chocolate.
Oh, see?
That was just in my mind. That was not in my body anymore. But I just watched it and said, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting how it works on us. And even I think I'm free, I'm still not free. Still not.
Interesting, right?
Yeah,
Isn't it interesting?
it's so interesting. And we have to go back to that natural state. We have to enjoy the natural food anymore. Again, we have to put it in our life to be more independent, to be more free, to be also because more emotion free. Because what is sugar doing to us? That was quite interesting. I did these 100 days because I want to do something for my skin, because my skin, I have skin trouble since I'm a little child, and sugar is not the best for beautiful skin. Yeah, and so I avoided that. But what I found out is the skin was getting better a bit, but I was emotionally balanced.
Right. Right.
Nobody can make me angry so fast. Nobody can make me sad so fast.
That's
Or
right.
even I myself, even when I think back on really bad and sad memories, my emotions, I was more distanced to that. I
That's
was not
interesting.
diving in at the moment I was thinking of it.
I wanna say how amazing you are to actually go through that, because I think lots of people wouldn't even want to, or even maybe they would give up halfway. And one of the things I would say, because what you were saying about emotions, I feel that tea has helped me to help women through emotional mastery as well, because of what I was able to do with her. Her meaning tea, I call her, just in case people are like, what is she talking about? Anyway, so because I was able to open up literally the meridians and the channels in the body, and I was able to feel the life force again moving, what I usually teach in the basic terms is that these are energy circuits. And so the reason why sometimes we react really badly to something, or we can't perceive something as a good thing, is because parts of these energy circuits are still dimmed. They're not lit up yet. So when we drink tea the way that we do, in stillness, we instill that stillness in us. And in that stillness, we begin to feel. This is, again, now it becomes your decision. Are you really going to hold off from looking at it, or are you going to feel it? Because I can tell you that 100%, if you don't feel your emotions, it will kill you. It will become a physical illness. It will become an overweight issue, all sorts, right? But if we say it that way, people won't understand. So usually I would say, I would want to transform your emotional body into a feeling body, meaning you feel 100%, you feel, but we're going to feel it as, is it a tension in your body? Is it like something clutching on you? Is it like your throat is closing up? Where is it? And then we start to work with that spot. We want to open up your channels. And this is something I learned actually in Taoist alchemy. You want to open up your microcosmic orbit. You want to open that up. And then not long after, it's interesting, I found something called bioenergetic healing, where I just found so much transformation in it. Like, I just can't stop talking about it. So I was able to merge all these things within a tea ceremony, because I realized that tea actually is a great facilitator for that.
True.
And I'm sure you know this, tea walks you through the darkest paths. It walks you through the spaces where you feel really scared. And then once you walk through it, she walks with you, and then you realize, everything will be okay. And then you get that moment where you're like, okay, I know what to do now. That's Wu Wei. That's taking non-action that is aligned. It's, I hope I'm making myself clear. Sometimes people are like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I trust people who can hear it will hear it. But that's what we want to teach, because we can all drink tea, like you say, but to live the Tao, it really is an experience. It's not just I drink tea.
Tea is, in that case, tea is not the product.
That's right.
Tea is not the product. A product in that case, it is the way opener. It's even not the way.
Way shower.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Gate. Let's call it gate, maybe. Yeah.
That's right.
So yeah. It's something that she opens in us to help us. And this is kind of crazy that what I wanted to ask it on the first after the, your first first words. So we are, when it comes to tea, we are in a male world, right? So yeah. I'm seeing a lot of men going out with their teachings and the lessons around the tea, and nothing is wrong with it, let's say. So it's fine. It's completely good, because I'm doing a lot of interviews and learning a lot from them as well. But what I'm really missing is a woman in tea, because this is for me, and I cannot really understand it. For me, it was a transformation. It was just changing my personality. That was completely changed from introvert to extro, and it was a big change in my personality. And that's why I try to concentrate to give that back to women. Yeah, female empowerment. You said it. You already said it. That's that is what tea and the way of tea. Let's say so. Not the tea itself. You will not buy a tea bag, put it in your cup, and say, "Ooh, I'm free." Exactly. Not working. You have to work on yourself. But
I love that. Actually, that's gonna be my next topic. It's like, don't just buy a bag of tea and think that is gonna happen.
Oh, you also have some, put some nice words on the tea bag. Some intention. Throw it in your cup, and then they will manifest.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, what you were saying is, I wonder, what would you say to that? Because you've interviewed so many men, and I think the first time we had a conversation, I remember telling you that it's actually really beautiful to see a masculine energy so willingly, you know, submit to the feminine energy of tea, because they become so beautiful. Like, it's such a beautiful balance.
For me, it's very attractive, by the way, if someone is making tea in that very calm way for me. Yeah. That is so attractive. I know I lost my heart on a tea master once. he made the tea so beautiful. It was a big man, very big man, and it was so beautiful in the hands. Was it just a tiny teapot and so sensitive, it was very sensitive, but still masculine. Still full of power. That was interesting.
That's right. But female empowerment, oh my goodness, when you were saying what you said about your personality, I wouldn't say you changed. I would rather say that you shed away your protective and performing personality, the ones that we had to put on thinking, you know, this will keep me safe. This will defend me, right? This will protect me. So when it comes to female empowerment, I truly believe that it needs to start from within us. We cannot wait for someone to change that for us. Yeah. And I know sometimes it's really difficult, but I experienced this myself. I've seen the transformation in my clients. Like, when they realize that they are the only ones who can decide, they are the only ones who can lead themselves. They are the ones who can really say, I choose to live in this reality instead of this reality. Then that's when true transformation happens, because we all live in, let's say both of us, right? We have two pairs of eyes. when we look out of our eyes, if we are constantly seeking out for a validation, then that's all we're trying to see and that's all we will see. Whereas when we are looking at our physical eyes and we actually perceive that everything is happening for me and I can choose how I want to perceive these things, then that becomes empowering for me, right? And again, going back to emotions, I honestly, like 2 days ago, I think, oh, actually, yes, 2 days ago, I was writing this post about, you know, how we need to nourish ourselves first. And we have to stop canceling our own emotions. That's how we start to change the way our reality lands for us.
But canceling our emotions have a dark to get back our emotions have a dark side as well. So as I went back to my emotions, I tracked down all my walls around me and I opened up my heart and so on. And then it came back, it was broken.
Oh, so yeah. I'm gonna speak to that. So what I would say is that we have a conscious mind and we have a subconscious mind. We all know that the subconscious mind runs most of the program of our lives. So if we have, for example, a belief that, you know, it is not safe to love because I will always have my heart broken, that subconscious programming will keep running, even though at your conscious level, you are like, I'm ready to love. I'm ready to meet people, you know? So the work is really to get down to the subconscious dissonance that is happening. And the one thing I found really, really powerful is really somatic work. So we work with that, we release that through your body. Mm-hmm. We don't go into your mental stories, because the moment you get into your mental body, you get into your mental stories, you're still attached to the emotions. It's like all the, how did that happen? Why did that happen? That's not fair, you know? So we want to get just into the feeling. Yeah. And that's when it becomes powerful, because what we're actually doing is we're going to the very raw foundation of what made you human in the first place, which is energy. Energy moves fast. Mm. You can plug it up.
Never stand still also. No?
Exactly. And it is light. It moves at the speed of light. So if you are working at that level, things can shift at the speed of light as well, because now we're working at a vibrational frequency instead of, okay, tell me, when you were 2 years old, someone you know?
Yeah.
So this is another level. I think it's widely known as quantum science, because now we're realizing that we can really work with the body in that sense. But when you said that, I definitely think that as women, we hold back a lot of things. We hold back because we are afraid. We are afraid that that thing will break us, or we will fail, or we will disappoint people. Like, what if I did this and then it didn't work? And so in the end, we box ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we want to understand that fear will always be here. Fear is always going to be here. And this, I'm going to love talking about this, because T always walks with us when we're in that space. I always go and sit with T when I'm in that fear and in that void. I don't know what is going on.
And
we need to really realize that that is going to be the way, the life's evolution. It's evolution over time. If we're not evolving, if you don't feel fear for what you're going to do, then you don't really desire it. You're actually just doing it because it's safe. So for me, I want to live in a way that I feel I'm living my fullest. And that also means accepting that I will be walking with some fears. Mm. And when I know the fear comes up, I know it's because I'm growing, I'm evolving, and I'm so thankful T is with me at every week.
True.
That is female empowerment to me, because now you're no longer giving a power away to someone saying, yeah, you're qualified now, right? So we want to take that back, because authentic power is something you would never lose, no matter what. So stay the course. Stay the course when there's fear. Stay the course when you're in the void. Stay the course when everything feels like it's disintegrating. That's the most important thing. That's the work.
True. And also what I found out is when it comes back to the water, our body is full of water. So the water always connects to another water. You see two drops next to each other coming very close, and then they're becoming one. So in tea we walk with water. So water is essential for the tea, as we just said before. So you can easily control your or easily watch your emotions by just putting in the tea. You can control it. If the line is straight or not, if it's just moving too fast, you can see it on the water flow. You can see it. You can just watch you making tea. And at the end, when the process, when you have filled your cup of tea, then you can taste it. You can taste your state of mind. It is inside this cup. So when someone is preparing tea for me, this person says a lot without talking. If the heart is open, if the heart is not open, where are the emotions? They are very heavy. The tea master I nearly lost my heart with was so heavy with emotions, with ba bad emotions, with childhood trauma. And that makes me feel I need to save him. I tasted in a cup of tea. That's a female, right? Always want to save someone. But yeah, but this is also was a good lesson for me that I cannot save someone who's not willing to save itself.
Oh, that was a big lesson for me as well, just working with clients. And right now I honestly say, actually, you know what? I had a similar kind of relationship like that too. Beautiful person, but so broken, and so it's almost like darkness, I feel. And I remember thinking, if only I can save this person, I will be loved. And obviously not. It didn't happen. I think a lot of that was also me putting my attention on someone else so that I don't have to look at my own emotion.
True, true,
We as women do
true.
that so often. We put our attention on our children. It's like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that because we have our children, or like my husband say I cannot, or all kinds of stuff, right? And ultimately, I would always say, what do you want? What do you really desire? What do you desire? And let yourself open that space, dream into it. And then the next question is, okay, so this is what I desire. So what do I need to believe in? And what do I need to feel so that I become an alignment to this? Usually the answer is not comfortable. Usually the answer is like, ah, I
This is maybe so many people are avoiding to learn tea because tea is a reflection of yourself. Tea reflects you and
resist.
put your nose into the tea. Let's
Yes.
say so, but not always in a good way. But on the other hand, it gives you a lot as well. So it's not taking your ego, it taking your dark sides. And it's not that you're losing your dark sides. It's just you're becoming aware because a lot of people in a spirit, especially in the spiritual scene, they say, "Oh, I'm only light. I'm not dark, I'm just light. Yeah, I'm just the yin, but the yang I don't want. It looks so dark, I don't want it." But we are always both. And this we have to accept. And
And
this
we'll find
helps us.
yin and yang, and we'll find yang and yin. That's the thing. That's the thing we need to remember. And that's why it's so important for us to move our emotions and feel them, because the minute we feel them, that's when we find the light. That's
Can I
so.
stop it for a second because the door rings? Yeah, sorry, that was a little bit disturbing because someone was ringing at my door. Yeah, let me ask you, when the people now feeling very connected to words, to you, and want to learn tea, so where can they find you when it comes to the UK, or where can they find you?
Ooh, so thank you so much for this space to share my work and also the conversation. I largely work online, so wherever you are, you're very welcome to come and knock on my door. You can find me on Instagram, you can find me on my website, whenstillwaterspeak.com. Everything is When Still Waters Speak as well, so I think you'll probably link that later. And I'm so excited about Priestess of Tea, actually. It's an online 2 month pilgrimage to learn everything about my. It's truly from me personally and all the beautiful teachers and mentors. And really, it's about communing with tea as a spirit and a medicine. So that's coming up. And I also have a Winter Garden of Your Soul. That's for, I love having different tiers so everyone finds it accessible at their own space. So the Winter Garden is going to be starting in December. It's a beautiful space where you can come in and have beautiful silent retreats, tea ceremonies, and networking opportunities as well with like-minded and like-hearted people. And if you want to do deeper work with me about female empowerment and things like that, just send me a message. Let's have a chat because I do that work one-to-one as well. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I will link everything down below so that you just need to click on it.
Yeah,
Don't
perfect.
need. So thank you for sharing your tea story and your thoughts with my audience,
Thank
The
you so
Secret
much.
of Tea. And it comes a little bit closer to the secret, I think, because you can drink a cup of tea and you will enjoy it, definitely, but you can dive deeper. And yeah, get more flavor out, get more experience out, get more self-improvement out. You can have so much with these beautiful tea traditions.
That's right.
And that's why it was so helpful to have you over here, also for my understanding. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye bye. So, und wenn dir das Video gefallen hat, dann lass uns gerne einen Daumen nach oben. Alle Links findest du unten in der Description Box. Gibt es dafür auch ein deutsches Wort? Beschreibungsbox, heißt das so? Ich weiß es nicht. Vergiss nicht, den Kanal zu abonnieren. Und wenn du Fragen hast, dann lass sie gerne als Kommentar unten unter dem Video. Und wir sehen uns das nächste Mal. Vielen Dank, dass ihr da wart. Vielen Dank, dass ihr bis hierhin zugeschaut habt beim Geheimnis des Tees. Dankeschön.